Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Matty Alou. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Munson and he is out, Clark applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Powell reaches second base with a double. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. White steals second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Mercer reaches second base with a double. White scores. Munson moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Munson scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Mercer scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael is called out on strikes. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive towards short. Michael catches it and throws to first to double up Powell. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blomberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bumbry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Michael fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 2 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Frank Baker pinch runs for Boog Powell. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Yankees. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Bobby Grich. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Orioles 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing second base. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbry. Clark reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White bunts in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Munson hits a line drive into right field. Rettenmund picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rettenmund. Clark scores. Munson moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Grant Jackson now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Ron Blomberg. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is walked intentionally. Fred Stanley pinch runs for Jim Rayhart. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munson scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 5-2, Yankees. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.